You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Welcome back, Brian.
Thank you. Needed a cool little day off to refresh real quick. But I was doing work anyway, so, you know, we got a big weekend coming up. We got the Labor Day Mega Mixes on the way. We got White Linen coming up this weekend. We got a lot of stuff we got to do this week.
Raheem Devon, Lavelle, Lila James. Brian be shining on the ones and twos because you set the party atmosphere like none other.
You on the mic, so, you know, I kind of follow your lead in that regard.
I go on sometimes because I take that as an opportunity to partake in adult beverages. You know, Effin' Vodka is one of our sponsors, and they usually have a, you know, a particular drink.
I'm drinking Effin', and they paying me for it.
Tickets available at kprs.com. So, Brian, a 17-year-old boy was shot and killed on early Saturday morning in the 6800 block of Cleveland Avenue. His name was Raphael Butler Grimmett. And I read his story, and it just touched me to my soul for some reason. One being that his grandmother and his girlfriend, who is pregnant, witnessed this murder. And so I just imagined what that must be like for a family to watch this and the young lady who's carrying his unborn child. So I don't know. Next thing I knew, Brian, I was just driving over to the house, and I sat there with the family as they did a balloon release for Raphael, and just the pain of this family, the devastation. His grandfather came up to me and said that, you know, they're trying to raise some funds to bury him. And I've seen many people online saying he was a good kid trying to get his life together. Leslie Friday, who works over there at Southeast, says that he used to be one of her students and that he was a really, really good kid. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking to his grandmother later on and see if the community can help a little bit in trying to get this young man laid to rest.
I didn't know that this girl was pregnant, and that just continues that awful circle of violence in our community, that we're going to have yet another kid grow up without their father.
When the young lady got out of the car, she just wailing, like just wailing, Brian. It's like when you hear that kind of pain, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, just can't imagine what they're going through. Your whole, you know, you planning a future with somebody, you got a kid on the way, and then all of a sudden next day they're gone. I can't imagine the travesty that they're going through.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the mid-90s today with a couple of thunderstorms on the way. Clear 81 right now. KCI, Shay, what's popping?
You remember the VH1 TV biopic, Crazy, Sexy, Cool, the TLC story?
Yeah, that was, it was well done, I think.
I thought so, too. Little Mama really killed it.
She did.
As Left Eye.
Yeah.
Well, if you remember, Pebbles filed a lawsuit against Viacom for $40 million.
Yeah.
Well, that lawsuit has been settled.
Girl, bye.
She got something. We don't know exactly how much of the 40 milli she got, but she got something.
Yeah, boy. She know how to maneuver her way around them legal situations.
I need to get her as my consigliere.
Yeah, dog. Pebbles know how to do it, boy.
Teach me how to do this here.
I wonder how much money she got out of L.A. Reid.
I don't know, child.
Making that real money.
So, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood stars Ray J and his wife Princess Love were on a private plane going from L.A. to New York when the aircraft had to make an emergency landing due to air cabin pressure.
Is the baby with him?
I don't know. They already had that baby, or she's still pregnant?
No, she had the baby a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hope the baby's okay.
Yeah. Well, they said everybody was fine, so
okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Speaking of babies, Lorenz Tate and his wife are expecting their fourth child. It's going to be a boy.
You're not my dad.
A little old dog in the world.
Man, his wife's name is Thomasina.
Thomasina. That sound like an old Southern lady.
Mm-hmm.
Test tube, baby.
You don't meet too many Thomasinas in 2018. Nah, I'm going to let you know that.
You got to marry her. Any woman with that name or like Batrice or Eula Jean, you got to marry them. That's wifey type right there.
So the Braxton sisters have apparently signed up with Iyanla Van Zandt to do an episode of Fix My Life.
Damn. Is that bad with them?
Yeah, that show, that reality show.
Which one? Iyanla's or?
No, the Braxton Family Values. It opened up the careers for all of them and reinvigorated Tony's career, started Tamar's career, and allowed the other sisters to even get something cracking. But it really tore up their sisterhood. And it's sad that we watched it for our entertainment on television every Thursday, because I know I watched every Thursday.
You know who's going through the same thing with that, and they need Iyanla on their show as well?
Who?
The Kardashians.
Oh, they breaking up too?
Well, I mean, I saw a clip on the internet of... I can't remember the one that's not as famous as everybody else.
Kendall?
No, not Kendall. No. Kim.
Courtney?
Courtney, I think. Her and Kim, they were like going at it. Like they was finna box over
what?
The phone. Yeah. They need Iyanla to fix their family too.
I'm telling you, it's something about that television that brings out the worst in people and it breaks families up.
Yeah.
There's a payoff for all of it. And shoot, we done seen just about every relationship that started on TV and everything break up.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's unfortunate.
It is.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
And I'm mad because how you got a job and you still at work? Like, how you stealing stuff from your job? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's mommy and tacky. Like, my job, you know what I'm saying? You make $18 an hour. And there's no way that you can just come to work and just steal anything. Like, period, point blank. Like, you can't be that desperate.
What do they be stealing, bro?
They stole, okay, one last week, they stole my dude shoes, Nikes, out of his dang locker.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then they stealing lunch boxes and stuff. Mm. Like, who do stuff like that?
That's called kleptomania. Kleptomaniacs.
Might be some food in there. They hungry.
For real. Like, come on, man. Like, I understand, like, when we was kids, like, we must, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know, whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? We grown in a work establishment. Like, come on.
That's right. Keep your hands to yourself on old boy job.
Right. You can't not be that petty.
Where you work at?
Almost got me.
They're going to be putting stuff in his coffee where he turned his back. Don't do that.
Right. They're going to be like, hey, you, come here. We got to holler at you.
Exactly.
All right, fam. Have a good one.
All right, you too, man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Next preseason game is Thursday.
Yes,
we in town?
It is. Yes, at Arrowhead, 7:30.
Did you hear about the new policy as far as tailgating is concerned at Arrowhead?
Unfortunately, I did, and this is not a good look, Shay, but I understand why they're doing it.
So at kickoff, everybody has to do one of two things now. Go inside and watch the game, or get up out of there.
That's one of the great things about Arrowhead and why we have such a massive home field advantage is the tailgating atmosphere, and people are out there just for that. A lot of people don't even go to the game. They just go there to tailgate and have a good time.
I've lived in 6 different states, Brian. I've never seen anything like what happens on the grounds of Arrowhead.
Yeah.
I told you. I said, Brian, nobody in this world knows how to barbecue, tailgate, party like Kansas City, period.
And it's a point of emphasis at the game. Again, I understand why they're doing it, but this is going to taint the tailgating experience. It is.
Of course, 5 years ago, an incident happened in the parking lot where a gentleman lost his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's on the heels of his wife suing Arrowhead for wrongful death. And apparently she may have gotten some sort of financial remuneration.
Yeah.
And so Arrowhead, in order to protect themselves, like, okay, either go in or hit the bricks.
Yeah. I would like for them to hire probably a little more security, maybe, or you know, to patrol the areas of tailgating. But again, this is going to dilute the tailgating experience just a little bit.
Part of it is people be slizzard o'clock in the afternoon, fam. They be drunk.
Yeah.
And that's when these sorts of incidents happen, because people are not in their normal state of mind.
Right. Absolutely.
I just can't imagine myself just getting up and just going over there with no ticket, though. Usually, you know.
Right, yeah. That ain't my style, but some I understand. Like,
Jazz. Yeah, many people do.
Yeah, Jazz, he does it.
He does?
Yeah, he does that. I'm like, man, you gonna go to the... You gonna go to the pearly gates but not enter heaven? Like, y'all do what you wanna do. And it's, you know, the parking is kinda, you know,
$40 pricey to get up in there.
Yeah, so, you know, $60 on game day if you haven't prepaid. So, it is what it is, man.
Adjust yourselves accordingly.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, we're on the line with Cynthia Grimmett, the grandmother of Raphael Butler Grimmett, who was gunned down in her presence along with his girlfriend who is pregnant with his child. Ms. Grimmett, thank you so much for calling up this morning and talking to us about your grandson.
Thank you.
Many people I've been seeing online said that Ralph was a good kid. And I've seen people who taught him in past years who said that he was a good young man and he didn't deserve this.
Yeah, that's right. He was. He was trying to get a job to take care of his family. He was going to be a father, and he really had grown up to be responsible.
So on the morning that this happened, what was going on?
He got into a boxing match with some in-laws, and he was winning. So they got mad and pulled a gun out and started shooting him and shot him down like a dog.
Wow.
Empty the whole clip. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And these were grown men. They were like in their 30s. He was 17.
Ms. Grimmett, how do you pick your family up through this time of tragedy?
Well, we use God. That's my strength. And just, you know, look at things like when you're born, your end is already planned out. So it's nothing, the ifs and the whats and the, you couldn't have stopped it. It was meant to be, but it's just awful. It's just awful.
Brian, when I pulled up, there were literally hundreds of people out there. That's just a testament to his young life and the people that he touched. I do not know your family, but when I read the story, it just moved me to come and at least just stand there with you guys to let you know that the community wants to honor his life. Now, we understand that there is a need for funding to bury Ralph.
Yes, there is.
How can we help?
Well, we have a GoFundMe Ralph's World fund set up, and they can go online and on the internet, on Facebook, and donate.
The young lady who's his child's mother was there as well. She was very distraught. Mm. I want to make sure that we give some things for that baby as well. So we're going to collect some things just myself. I want to make sure that I give her something when we get closer to her due date. Is it okay if we keep in touch with you?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'd appreciate that. She's 5 months pregnant.
Wow. Well, we will definitely be keeping in touch with you all and doing the best we can to support your family through this time. God bless you. Our prayers and condolences going out to your family. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 today. Look for highs in the mid 90s with a couple of thunderstorms on the way. Right now, you're probably sunny at 79 in Raytown. Shay, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Actor Kyle Massey is 27.
So that's on Raven.
Yeah. Quavajane Wallace. Actress and singer. You remember her from Annie and Beasts of the Southern Wild? She's 15. Dang, girlfriend and grew up.
Like a virgin.
Hey. Happy birthday, everybody born on August 28th.
So the Atlanta stop of Beyonce and Jay-Z's On the Run 2 tour Child, resulted in a simple battery charge against the fan.
Wow.
Yeah, they walking off the stage. The fan jumps up.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, he got jumped by everybody that was wearing leotards.
Boy, the dancers.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying, Brian. If my back is turned and somebody run up.
Oh, no, we right there. No,
you better.
You ain't got to worry about none of that.
You better.
Yeah.
So, of course, the Carters decided they didn't want to press charges against him. They said that he did make contact with Jay, though.
Like what contact? Like, hey, let me grab you real quick.
Or, yeah, or they said there was contact. I don't know, but he looked like he was ready to steal. So, since the man has posted a bunch of weird pictures online and said that Jay been throwing shots at him.
Boy, ain't nobody think about you.
He doesn't know you, sir.
Where Memphis Bleek at? How come he ain't throwing a durag?
Not Bleek.
Yeah.
You stupid.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
Where was he?
So,
where Tata at?
The Atlanta police decided, well, we're going to go ahead and charge him. Since the Carters don't want to, we're going to do that.
Come on, let him go.
No.
Or get him some help or something.
Yeah, he needs help.
Yeah.
You got to look at the pictures and some of the comments that he made.
My Jay going at him.
He need a little help.
Jay don't even go at the rappers that he knows.
So Gucci Mane's baby mama is suing him over child support. So back in 2011, she received an award of $2,026 a month in child support for their son, Keithion. And so she has now asked the court to increase it to $20,000, pointing out that Gucci and his wife, Keisha Kaur, they spent $1 million on their wedding. So
I just want my baby.
In other words, he got it.
What more do you want from me?
Gucci got it. He all right.
She also says that she wants him to take a $5 million insurance policy out and pay for her $15,000 in attorney fees.
Okay, see, now you asking for too much now. It's one thing to take care of the baby, but I ain't taking care of you, though.
Y'all better stop to that store. That's all I'm saying.
Buster.
Start stopping to the store.
Oh, my God. If you need a will.
For more than just nothing.
More than just what? We're going to leave it right there.
Yeah.
Got legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The funeral for soul icon Aretha Franklin will be held Friday in Detroit. Brian, her family is now working with probate court to try to get hold of her $80 million fortune because Aretha left this world with no will and no trust.
Wow.
You got Stacey Shaw on the line to tell us what to do if we're faced with this situation.
Good morning, Stacey.
Well, good morning. So you have a few ways that you can prevent your family from fighting over your stuff when you die, because that is an actual real thing. The first is set up as many pay or transfer on death items as you can. And so what that is it is a designation on certain transferable items that as soon as you die, the ownership of that item passes to a designee, okay? So it does not go through the probate process. When people say probate process, that is a formal process in probate court. And so there's different types of probate processes depending on the type and amount of assets you have. And so these are some things that avoid that process completely. So one is a beneficiary deed on real property, like a house. That's something that you would file with the recorder of deeds. You would have it drafted by a licensed attorney. And then as soon as you die, the ownership of that house passes to the recipient when they file your death certificate. The second thing is a transfer on death designation on your car title. And so all the person will have to do to transfer ownership of a car is present your death certificate to the DMV. Pay on death designation on a bank account. As soon as you pass that, the person would not have access to the bank account while you're living, but they would give your death certificate to the bank, and then the amount in that bank account is released to that person. And a life insurance policy designating beneficiaries. So say you have a $100,000 life insurance policy. you designate the people that policy will go to that does not go through probate. If you have children, you definitely need a will, because in the will, you're going to designate the guardian that will care for them after you die. Simple wills are very cheap. We do them for just $100, and the consultation is always free. But if you have a lot of assets that would have to be transferred, like priceless jewelry or artwork or heirlooms, you definitely want to have a will to designate who will get that. Now, a trust, definitely you need to have an attorney to set up the trust, because all of these things will be taking effect in your name after you die. So you want to make sure that that is set up correctly. And that's if you have significant assets, if you are transferring things to avoid, probate taxes for your loved ones. You need to get a lawyer, again, because it's pretty complicated and you would have to name a trustee. Remember, a POA is not a will. A POA is not a will. Okay, so that is different. That is designating a certain person to do things on your behalf while you are living. The POA expires upon your death. So if you have any questions, you can always call my office at 816-359-1877. You can find us online on StacyShawLaw.com or on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook at Stacy Shaw Law. Congrats to Nevaeh, who is the recipient of my mother, who just passed in February. She has a memorial scholarship, the Ingershaw Memorial Scholarship set up at Faith Academy. If you have more questions or how to apply for next year, call them at 816-455-2847. Until next week, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My linen party this Sunday. Two outfits are the contenders at this point. One's a dress and one is pants and a top.
I ain't got nothing yet.
I've been restricting my calories this week too, so.
Intermittent fasting?
Slightly, but not the whole way. I've been kind of doing like a low-carb keto kind of situation. Okay. We're going to be having somebody on the show next week to talk about keto.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you feel that?
Hey, Raheem.
Can you feel that?
My body's like a heatwave. My body's like the 4th of July.
I'm going to give me a little hand towel.
A hand towel?
So I can just come and dab his brow.
You don't get that close to him.
I'm going to be on the stage. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bodyguard's gonna get in the way. Get y'all tickets at kprs.com.
Make sure you cut the lights off too before you go to the white linen party. But look, all summer long I've been seeing people online complaining about their KCP&L bill. So over 22,000 people have signed a change.org petition calling for KCP&L to be audited by an external entity to determine if their billing practices are unfair.
Boy, who came up with this idea?
I don't know, but it has gotten some traction.
How much?
22,000 people. So one lady said that she had to cash out her 401k to pay a $1,300 power bill.
$1,300? Where's she living at? I mean, my bill was, it was a little high, but it was the summertime. I expected it to be that high.
So KCP&L, of course, sent the following statement to folk. It's important to note that as a regulated utility, KCP&L follows an established process determined by the state of Kansas to request changes to our prices to keep them aligned with costs. As part of this current rate hearing, the Kansas Corporation Commission will have access to all of the company's financial information and other data per Kansas law. Following are a few points regarding high bills in the current rate case in Kansas. Weather has played a huge role in high summer bills. Due to the early heat wave, customer energy use was higher. We had the hottest May in close to 40 years. We had a record-setting June heat.
Yeah, we did.
They also said since 2009, rates have increased between 9.3% and 10% in each rate case. In this rate case, we're asking for a 4.5% increase. They're asking for more increase. 100% of the federal tax credits are being paid in full to customers and are factored into the rate. As part of the merger agreement, Westar Energy customers receive a merger credit. I'm going to peel your face off like a grape. What?
That's what people's attitude is right now with KCP&L.
My bill stayed pretty steady, but I ain't been in the house a lot lately either. And I keep my thermostat on 75.
Speaking of the temperature being being raised.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
I just want to let my ex know I got two jobs. I'm back in school. Me and my baby are doing great. And we don't need him ever.
That's right. My edges grew back in. Mm. My face cleared up. Mm. My stomach is flattening out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
My booty poking out. That's right. My stomach getting flat and my booty poking out now. Yes.
You gotta keep some of that baby weight now. Don't lose all the baby weight.
I gotta stay thick.
Yes,
right.
You do. Yes, it's finna be, you know, winter time is coming up. You know, we need some body heat in here.
Brian,
right?
Cuffing season begins August 31st.
Oh, really?
So.
3 days? Oh,
yeah.
Even leggings.
That's right. We getting ready to get her back in the game with someone new.
What's your name?
Desiree,
okay. What's your middle name?
What? Why?
I need some tax information. Yeah, she got a baby.
I don't know about that.
I'm saying you got a baby. I'm just trying to get my taxes right.
Girl, have a good day, sis.
Bye, Desiree.
Thanks, girl. Bye-bye.
Come on. Flex on your ex.
My daughter's father, he don't do nothing for my baby. Ain't did nothing for my baby since June the 22nd. And so we bounced up out of Kansas City and moved to Lenexa.
Is he working?
He don't do
No.
How do you know the exact day, though?
Because that's the day I left.
That's over 2 months now.
Yeah, and I ain't called his daughter, ain't checked on his daughter, ain't said, here's a dollar for a burger or anything.
We gonna have to pray for this man.
He don't need no prayer, though. He don't need no prayer.
Oh, dang.
What he do then?
He need a swift kick in his butt. That's what he need.
Whew. Well, put on your stilettos and handle that business then.
I'm gonna put these red bottoms on.
All right, what's your name?
Ebony.
All right, girl. Thank you so much for calling up.
Thank you.
I bet.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. We got a couple thunderstorms on the way. Right now, you're partly sunny at 79 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
Rapper, actor, entrepreneur T.I. has entered a not guilty plea in the criminal case where he was accused of assaulting a security guard outside of his own gated community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you remember that, he got arrested on the scene there that night. He's requesting a trial because he believes that he can beat the case if the jury hears the whole story.
Take it. What's that song you like? Take it to trial.
Yeah. Take that.
Whatever. Trial. Whatever.
Trial time.
Yeah,
yes.
Dog. Yeah. You know, and you know, this is important because, you know, T.I.'s a felon.
He
so
is.
So he got to chill out. I mean, you know, even though I don't, my dog didn't do nothing, he's innocent. But he, you know, he just got to clear his name.
For sure. So Ray J and Princess Love from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, they were in a plane headed to New York from L.A. when their aircraft had to make an emergency landing due to air cabin pressure.
First Post Malone last week. Now Ray J and Princess. I don't know what's going on now.
Well, I'm glad that everybody wound up being safe.
Right. And I hope that baby wasn't on board either.
Yeah. Speaking of babies, Lorenz Tate and his wife are expecting their fourth child, a baby boy. Let's see what that throat do. Stop it.
You said it.
The couple had a basketball-themed baby shower over the weekend. And he and his wife, Thomasina, think it's going to be a boy.
What more do you want from me?
You want me a baby boy?
You do?
Yeah.
Them little light eyes.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
Oh, Lord.
I need a son.
Pebbles has settled her $40 million lawsuit with Viacom over the TLC biopic.
Mm.
Well, looks like they reached agreement, so she got something.
Yeah, she got a good lawyer. Or, you know, first she done tricked out TLC out of all their money. Now she getting Viacom. She got L.A. Reid, too.
had them in geo trackers.
Look at you.
Oh, was it Suzuki Sidekicks? It was Suzuki Sidekicks.
I wonder if people are, like, familiar with Pebbles and her, you know, distinguished career that she had as
a
singer.
Do you wanna ride in my Mercedes?
You remember this one? Giving you the benefit? You remember this one?
Okay. I think Mercedes Boy was the bigger hit.
Okay.
That was the bigger song.
Let me see if I can get that one. Ride, do what you wanna do.
When you.
Oh man, she was in full fledged 80s gear on this song, boy. Come on, sing it, Shay.
I don't know none of the, like, the lyrics. I know the hook though. I don't know none of the lyrics.
Do you what you wanna do?
Do you wanna ride in her Mercedes, boy?
So many things that I wanna do to you.
Oh my God! Keep it like y'all. Why y'all? Why
my lace glove at?
Chill out.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.